Well, it's a milestone of some kind. For the first time since the invasion in 2003, U.S. troops in Iraq got through an entire month without a single American casualty. Why? We're joined now by Jack Jacobs, a retired U.S. Army colonel and a Medal of Honor recipient. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You know, I got to ask you, to what extent do these casualty figures that come out at the end of each month, do they really reflect the safety and security of what's going on the ground in these combat zones?
Only over the longer term. You know, it's just a snapshot, really, of a very short period of time in what has been a long, long war. And when you take a snapshot, it may not be a very good one. What's more important are the trends, and the trends are that casualties have been coming down generally. But you're going to hear the spike from time to time, which you have a lot of casualties in a time like this month when you have none. The trend, however, over the longer term, because we're withdrawing troops, is down.
Well, also with us this morning is Rosana Cambron, whose son Sergeant Arturo Cambron, is currently serving his third tour in Iraq. So that's the opinion of a retired Army colonel, Rosana. What's your opinion as a mom? Does it make you feel as though the situation in Iraq is getting safer?
It's a difficult question to answer, because if I say yes, people get the illusion that, oh, okay, they can kind of rest. They apply it to their current situation, but as a mother who has a son in the war, it may only bring it down just a short notch to the concern I feel and the worry I feel. It doesn't really make a significant difference in how much I worry about my son and his safety in the overall scheme.
Have you noticed any change over the past few months in his messages to you when he talks to you? Does he seem to feel like things have gotten improved or gotten safer there?
Well, if we compare it to his first deployment, which was late 06, definitely there's less combat. There's less missions that he goes out where, you know, he doesn't come back and maybe mention a snippet of what he may have experienced. But again, I don't want to leave the illusion that it's a great relief that, you know, I stop worrying, or that I can stop not hesitating looking outside my window for somebody that's waiting to give me the bad news or walking up my door and things like that. It's not like that. It's you just shave off only a thin layer of the worry that I have every day, the concern I have every day. It's not to any great length.
Rosana Cambron, whose son, Sergeant Arturo Cambron, is currently serving his third tour in Iraq. Also with us, Jack Jacobs, retired U.S. Army colonel, Medal of Honor recipient. And what we're talking about is the month of August, which was the first month since the invasion in 2003 when no U.S. troops died in Iraq. Colonel, you know, I wonder if this means that, you know, technically, combat operations have ended in Iraq, right? Does that mean that perhaps in their advisory and support capacity, U.S. troops are maybe safer there in Baghdad?
Well, you would think so. As a matter of fact, there was a lot of hoopla some time ago, earlier this year, when the last U.S. combat unit left Iraq. But that didn't mean that we were out of combat. You correctly identify the large numbers of advisors we have with Iraqi units, 14-man mobile training teams, people to support them as well. They're all at risk. I was an advisor myself for two tours in Vietnam, and it didn't prevent me from getting badly wounded. They're out there with the Iraqi troops, training them, and from time to time, they're going to be at risk. The risk is not nearly as high as it was earlier in the war when large American units were battling large Iraqi units, and we had lots of killed and wounded every day. But there is no lack of danger just because we're in the advisory business. It's a dangerous place and a dangerous business. But because we don't have any direct combat role, naturally, our casualties are going to be lower.
That's Colonel Jack Jacobs. So, Colonel, if perhaps not having any casualties in Iraq doesn't necessarily mean that the danger is gone or that the troops are safer, then that would mean that this large number, the largest ever number of casualties in Afghanistan, does that mean that it doesn't mean it's getting more dangerous in Afghanistan?
well, another snapshot, but it is, Afghanistan's a very dangerous place. It's a different kind of war altogether. The president said we're leaving there as well, but it's going to be some time before our forces get out of there almost completely. But the war is very much different in Afghanistan. Ironically, we're almost wholly in the advisory role, but it means we have lots of special forces, special operations forces, and mobile training teams out trying to teach Afghan units how to defend themselves. And they're up against a brutal enemy with no particular concept of what it's like to run its own country, not particularly interested in doing that. As a result, there are no enemy formations to go after, predictable behavior or any of that stuff inside Afghanistan, yeah. A very frustrating place, and in many ways, and because of that, a much more dangerous place than Iraq.
That's Jack Jacobs, retired U.S. Army colonel. Let me end with you. We have about a minute left here, Rosana Cambron. Do you end up having to remind people that although officially combat operations have ended, your son is still risking his life in Iraq?
Yes, I do always need to clarify that they shouldn't feel like it's okay now, that they can stop worrying for me, or they can stop worrying for all our soldiers that are out there. The best thing to do is to, stress to Congress to end this war, bring them home, and then take care of them, because the war doesn't end just because they're home for them. It does not, and it's important for all of us to make sure that we take care of them when they come home.
Rosana Cambron, whose son, Sergeant Arturo Cambron, currently serving his third tour in Iraq. And Rosana, I hope he comes home to you safe and sound.
Thank you.
Talking about the month of August, for the first time since the invasion of Iraq in 2003, no U.S. troops died in Iraq.